We need to talk about this. A lot of people tell us, oh, we believe in Jesus, we're born again. The gospel they believe in the American church systems does not call you out of the world. If your gospel has not called you out of the world, you believe a false gospel. You do not have the biblical path to eternal life. You are not walking in truth and righteousness. The biblical gospel calls you to repent to the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection and to leave the world in all false ways. If you live in the world, your gospel is ineffectual. It cannot save you. You must leave and flee the world. You must not conform to the world. You must be transformed by the renewing of your mind by the Holy Spirit. But the American churches are telling you, you can just believe. The American churches are telling you, God's going to pardon your willful sin. They're teaching you, once saved, always saved. That is a lie. They're teaching you that God's not angry with the sinner when he is. They're teaching you that you can be like the world and claim a holy Savior. You can't be like the world and claim the Holy Savior. The fruit you're born of God is righteousness, goodness, and truth. Americans live in unrighteousness. They live in lies. And they're not seeking that which is good. Go look at all the statistics in Hollywood and sports. Americans love idle pastimes. Americans are drunk on entertainment. The God of America is entertainment. If you're not living for Christ, coming out of the world, walking in holiness, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Don't trample the blood of Jesus Christ today, living in your sin and worldliness, living in your corrupt church systems. Seek after him in spirit and truth. Be transformed. Lose your life. What does it mean to lose your life? Unless you lose your life, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Losing your life is your career that's ungodly and feminized. Losing your life is your false church system. Losing your life is your family and friends that don't want Christ and live worldly and ungodly while they claim his name. How about losing your corrupt church system? They're all corrupt and made of man. What are you living for, neighbor? The judgment of God is coming for you. Very few are going to find eternal life. Look up that word few in Matthew 7. It means a puny number. You can't just believe your way to the kingdom of God. Even Satan believes and trembles. The demons believe and tremble. What's going to become of you on judgment day? Jesus said it well. The man that entered the marriage supper of the Lamb and he didn't come with his wedding garment. That means he wasn't prepared in his life. Like the five virgins with no oil. What's going to become of him? He's bound and thrown into outer darkness. And he misses the goodness, truth, and righteousness found by the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection that cleanses us, that makes us new, that transforms us. But lest you be transformed, you have no hope. Unless you lay down your life as a living sacrifice, you have no hope. The churches and the world are built by Satan's kingdom. All of this is Satan's kingdom. Test yourself, sir.
Test myself?
Yeah, take a gospel card. Are you of the world? Why are you here?
Am I here?
Yeah.
I would anybody be here?
For entertainment and feeding their flesh. I'm here to stand against it, to preach the gospel. I wouldn't come here as a Christian unless I came to preach the gospel. What are we supposed to do with our lives if we're...
So the only thing you're doing is to preach the gospel, and that's all Christians are supposed to do right now?
What did Jesus tell us we're supposed to do?
A question.
What did Jesus tell us we're supposed to do? I don't care what men say. What did Jesus tell us we're supposed to do?
He said, go and preach the
gospel. There you go. Preach the gospel. That's what we're doing. Making disciples, teaching them to obey everything. You're not my brother, sir, if you're here. Loving the world. You can't love the world and love God. You got to repent. You got to come out. You got to lose every false way. The Bible says we can be cleansed and we can be transformed and we can be made in the image of God. We're made in the image of God in the flesh, but guess what? The world is lacking. The world is lacking the Spirit of God that transforms your heart and your mind. The church systems don't get you the Spirit of God. Just believing in your head doesn't get you where Jesus talked about entering the kingdom of God. I'll wave at who I want, ma'am. It's a free country. So that's how it goes here in the world. People bring their children and expose them to worldliness, carnality, flesh, and frivolity. But if the preacher is found to be the one that's in sin and at fault. This is good's become evil. Evil has become good. The Old Testament said it well. There is a narrow path to eternal life, a broad road to destruction. If you're interested in entertainment, movies, and sports, and politics, and churchianity, you're on the broad road to destruction, neighbor. You must enter through the narrow gate. Jesus Christ is the gate. And unless your life's been consumed by His truth, you are not a disciple of Jesus Christ. What's a disciple? A disciple is someone who follows and learns of Christ. Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Or are you better a disciple? Not better, it's worse. Are you worse a disciple of the culture and your false church system? Baptist, Lutheran, Roman Catholic, whatever man-made flavor. What are you a disciple of, Americans? What are you living for? Holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be praised and lifted up. What's consuming your life, neighbor? What's consuming your thought life? What do you spend your time on? That's a good test. Do you spend your time on the internet watching entertainment and swill and carnality? Do you spend your time on the internet looking at things you ought not because Christ died to set us free? Anything that's worldly, carnal, covetous, like sports, like movies and entertainment. Actors, look up the Greek word for an actor. It means he's a liar and a hypocrite. You're watching movies with liars and hypocrites. What consumes your time, neighbor? What consumes your life?
Fortunately, I try to.
Most Americans don't know the Holy Scriptures. They haven't tested themselves. They're believing Satan's lie that God's love is unconditional. God's love is not unconditional. You must be in the covenant of Christ. And there's two parties. He did everything perfectly. You must do. You don't work your way to heaven, but you're doing because it's fruit that you know Him. Go read Matthew 25. The righteous that do good works are the sheep. They enter in. Those that do not do good works are the goats, and they'll be set apart. Separated from the kingdom of God. Eternity's coming for everyone. Death is your enemy. Christ has overcome death at the stake. He didn't really die on a cross. He died on a tree. Go look it up in the Bible. The cross is a Roman Catholic invention. Jesus died, became a curse for this people so that they could be set free. Have you been set free? Can help you, man.
No, I'm joining
you. No, you're not joining me. You're not with me. I'll give you a gospel card. You can test yourself. You know the biblical gospel to eternal life?
I do.
Are you a mocker or are you serious about the truth of God?
No, I follow the God. I follow God.
You do? Then what's the gospel by which you follow? Would you say you're born again?
Well, I don't have it all memorized and stuff like that.
Well, if you're born again, if you really are,